it's easy to forget that sight loss doesn't just affect those living with it, but also their friends and their families. And as this Sunday we're celebrating Mother's Day, we thought we'd catch up with blogger and author of My Blurred World, Ellen Williams, and we want to hear all about her mom. Hi Ellen, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So let's just talk about your mom. Can you just introduce her? Tell us a little bit about her.
Yeah, so my mom is called Dionet. She works in a local school. And she's always been a really big pillar of support in my life. So she's always been my shoulder to cry on and a friend to have a laugh with as well. So I'm very lucky to have her in my life.
And are you two quite close?
Yeah, we have a really strong relationship and we do a lot of things together, whether that's going shopping or going for walks and things like that. So yeah, we're really close, which is really nice.
So what would you say is your absolute favourite thing to do with your mum, just the two of you?
Oh, that's a difficult one because we do quite a lot together. But we do like to go out for walks. We live in the countryside, so it's nice just to be able to go out for some fresh air together and just spend that quality time with each other. But we do like to go shopping as well and have a bit of a spending spree and just have fun, really.
As I mentioned, you run a blog. It's called My Blurred World, and you're also visually impaired. Could you explain your sight condition and when were you diagnosed?
Yes, so I have a condition called retinitis pigmentosa. And I was diagnosed when I was 6 years old, but my symptoms started when I was about three. And it's a degenerative condition, so it gets worse over time. I was registered blind or severely sight impaired when I was 12. And now I see things like lights, colours, shapes and that kind of thing, but I don't see much detail.
So obviously the diagnosis wasn't easy to you, but how do you think your mum took it?
I think it was difficult to her to begin with because it's obviously something she wasn't aware of before and she'd never heard of it. So it was quite difficult to kind of find her feet with it all and come to terms with the symptoms and how it would affect me. And it's obviously not nice to see your daughter losing her eyesight. So I think that was quite challenging for her at times and it still can be. But she's always been really strong about it all and we've supported each other throughout the journey.
Do you think your mum tries to stay strong for you to kind of keep you going?
Yeah, I think so. But I think we both try and do that for each other. I mean, I think it's important to acknowledge the tougher times as well and just to recognise that it's not easy all the time. So we try to talk it out and just express how we're feeling about it all, really.
How have you found support from your mom? It's not just your mom, you also have a brother and you have a dad. How did you find support from them?
They've always been a huge sense of support, so they always try and pick me up when I'm going through a difficult time. And we're quite open, so we try and talk it through together and just support each other through it all. They're all quite funny people, so we try and laugh about it and just make light of the situations as well. So yeah, we're all very close, so it's just nice to have that relationship and be able to talk to each other about it.
And do you think your mum worries quite a lot, or is she a little bit better now at letting you figure things out by yourself?
She's definitely a worrier. But I think as I've grown up and as I've learned to accept my disability, that's been a huge help for her as well. And just to see how I deal with it. And I'm quite a positive person. So we try to just help each other through it, really. And yeah, just listen and try to stay positive.
And when you were younger, did your parents have to have a conversation with you about your sight loss and how obviously your eyesight, it's going to slowly go away as you get older?
We never had like a specific conversation. I remember asking my mum once what my condition was because I didn't understand it, and people in school were asking me, what's wrong with you, and things like that. So I remember asking her what the name of it was, and she was then trying to explain it to me, and I was trying to come up with quirky little ways of remembering the name, and we talked a bit through the symptoms and things like that, but we never had one specific conversation where we said, this is what's going to happen, because it was all a learning curve. It was a learning curve for all of us, to be honest, and we weren't sure what was ahead of us. So we were just learning as we went along, and trying to figure it out as things were happening.
How do you feel about your condition now? Obviously, you're a big advocate for visually impaired people on your blog.
I feel like I've reached the point of acceptance, but I can't deny that there are tough times, and I'm still losing my eyesight, so it's a process of grief as well, which is important to go through, I feel. So there are still difficult times, but I'm quite a positive person, so I try to focus on the positives and the lighter aspects of it as well. And I'm lucky that my parents and my brother are always there to give me support when I need it.
What would you say to any family whose child has just been diagnosed with a sight condition? What words of support could you give them?
I think it's so important to talk to each other and just be open about it all, because it can be quite easy just to bottle things up and kind of ignore what you're feeling. But it's actually so important to express your thoughts and how things are affecting you. I think the biggest piece of advice I could give is to talk it through and just to help each other through the process, because it can be a difficult journey, but when you have supportive people around you, it makes it so much easier.
Thank you, Ellen. And before you go, where can we follow your blog?
So my blog is myblurredworld.com, and all my social media channels are on there as well.
Ellen Williams, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.